This is a Bible teaching podcast from www.lumen.org.uk. The presenter is Jeff Lumley.
This is the story of a fish tank. The owner decided that they wanted to have a lovely aquarium in their house. So they bought this large tank, filled it with water, put gravel in the bottom and planted some plants to aerate and to make the whole place attractive. They bought some larger stones to put them in and give them a sense of scenery. And indeed, they even had a fabricated old castle, which they put up at the back. They let the water settle. They made sure everything was working well. And they went out and they bought some fish. And they put the fish into the tank. And for a while, all was wonderful. The fish swam around, enjoying the scenery, enjoying the aerated water. But one of the fish decided they were going to be disruptive. And that fish started to pull up the plants. It started to work at knocking over the castle. And indeed, eventually it managed to do it and it crashed to the floor. It dug up some of the gravel and covered other plants. The aerating stopped working. The water began to become a little stale. The fish were breeding. There were more fish now, but it was a less attractive environment. Some of the fish got together and decided to try to recreate what had been originally made. They tried to grab the plants and plant them, but they never quite took root. They tried to lift the castle back up to give a nice scenic picture, but it just fell and broke and was worse than before. And because there were more fish and they were swimming around and the plants were no longer aerating properly, it continued to get worse and worse. And some of the fish that were bred decided to join with the rebel fish, and they became difficult. They started to bully the other fish and make life unpleasant. All in all, things were just not good. The owner looked on from outside with tears in their eyes as they saw what had happened, and they remembered the beauty of the aquarium as they had set it up. There were some of the fish saying, "This world of ours would be better if we were not here." And the owner cried even more when he heard this, for he wanted them. It was been made for them. It wasn't the aquarium that was important. It was the fish that were important. And they were destroying everything. But he noted that some of the fish, even if things were bad, would do good to others. Some of the fish would encourage the plants to grow and would look after those who had been bullied. Some of the fish were the sort of fish that the owner wanted. Eventually, the time came when it was clear that all the fish would be killed off by the rebels if something wasn't done. So the owner went in with a net and snatched out the fish. The good ones he put for a while in another tank of water, and the bad ones he disposed of. He then emptied the tank, cleaned it out, put the gravel back in, put new plants back in, cleaned up the stones and put them back in, mended the castle and set it back up, and then replaced the fish and put them back in to a new paradise. I thought of that the other morning as I was reading about the second coming, about God's heart for our world, and about the way things are. Revelation tells us of a newly recreated world. It's as God, the owner, always intended it to be. He will one day snatch us off this world in order to be able to clean it up and bring us back down. All sorts has talked about this. It's given a name of the rapture. Some people say it will be 7 years or even longer before Jesus, the owner, returns. And others say it'll be just at that moment, just at that point. As he is coming, he will bring us up to be with him and come down with him. Who knows? It would be foolish, really. And it is foolish to have a hard and fast view on what that looks like. What we know from Scripture is he will make all things new, and it will be the perfect place for us to live. In the meantime, should we die, we go asleep, and then we come down. For at the end of Revelation, it says, the new Jerusalem comes down prepared as a bride. That is the church. The church comes down onto the earth to live here, to live on the new earth. What does it mean by new earth? Does it mean that actually God has just destroyed this planet and made a new one from scratch? Or does it mean he's done what I suggested with the fish tank? He's emptied it out, he's cleaned it up, and he's put it back together as it was originally. We use the word, don't we, in different ways. Come and see my new house, we might say, when we've moved somewhere where we haven't lived before. Or come and see my new living room, because I've decorated it, I've cleaned it up. What's it to be like? Again, we don't know. God makes all things new. Whether that's a new creation or a recreation of the current creation. There is a day coming, and it is not far in the future. As said St. Paul, as said St. John, as said St. Peter. It's closer for us than it was for them, but for all of us, the maximum is our lifespan, and then we will come to that day. We're more intelligent than fish, but we've still messed up our environment. And I don't just mean the green spaces, I mean the way we live with each other, which is the more important thing. We can bring God's kingdom in by living for his kingdom and bringing his kingdom to ourselves and the people around us. One day it will be here in its fullness.
The music is by graceforall.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.